Power Outage USA. Historically Black College Morehouse in Atlanta will host President Biden for a commencement address tomorrow. The school has a history of social activism. Correspondent Nicole Killian.
That's why it's very difficult for some of these students and faculty members to reconcile that kind of history legacy with what they see happening in the Middle East and their concerns around the president's policies about the situation in Gaza and the plight of Palestinians.
The man convicted of attacking former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer inside the couple's San Francisco home in 2022 was sentenced to 30 years in prison. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In Paul Pelosi's letter, he describes the ongoing lingering pain and health problems he's suffering because of that attack, ranging from migraines to dizziness to balance issues, walking issues, light sensitivity, and also described the gruesomeness of the injury to his hand in that attack. Nancy Pelosi, in asking for a long sentence, described the trauma the family has suffered and how she tries not to talk about that attack with Paul Pelosi so as not to trigger any memories.
The winner of the Kentucky Derby, Mystic Dan, is looking for a repeat at today's Preakness Stakes. If he does win, there would be a triple crown on the line at the Belmont Stakes next month. The race goes off at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The best golfer in the world had a good day on the course at the PGA Championship, but Scottie Scheffler's round followed a chaotic morning, as CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Golf star Scottie Scheffler handcuffed and taken into custody by police in Louisville, Kentucky. Police said he allegedly tried to drive around a traffic jam from a fatal accident involving a pedestrian.
He's going to jail.
Scheffler was booked and charged on four counts, including second-degree assault of an officer.
An effort to unionize two Mercedes plants in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, failed. Employee Rick Webster says there will be another vote.
It didn't break the way we wanted it to, but at the end of the day, we've all got to go back in there and we got to work together. Hopefully in a year, we're able to hold another election and we'll pass it then.
This is CBS News.
A 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet is just $1,650 at cleanorigin.com. Use code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
A Chicago professor is teaching his students how to develop a nose for art.
In a lab at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, Professor Ted Neenan says forget the drawing and photography.
What I'm encouraging them to do is think beyond the visual and include more senses in their work.
He's challenging them to create perfumes that capture emotions or ways of being. Student artist Aiden Freiling on what he thinks curiosity might smell like.
I would go for more of a wood-based scent.
Lillianne Olison says when she thinks playful.
Lemon. And grapefruit, ocean waves, the smell of the beach.
Olfactory art is what Professor Neenan sees as the future of the art world. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The TSA is predicting the busiest summer travel season on record. If you're looking to avoid tedious flight delays, Provo Airport in Utah has the longest on average, clocking in at an hour and 43 minutes. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine 82. Showers and storms tonight with a low around 62. Sunshine at a high of 75 on your Sunday. For Monday, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high near 79. Tuesday, more showers and storms and highs back to the upper 70s.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Makes us start a reminiscing.
Welcome in to Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN, our brand new home, as we trip through four hours, through the first three decades of Top 40 Rock and Roll. All our usual features, we'll have them for you. Number one hits on this date, birthday book artists as well. Our one-shot wonders, Beatle Brink, Elvis Encore, the Makeout Oldies, R&B classic, groovy instrumentals, and our dance blast out of the past. Love taking those requests of yours into the studio. Area code 262-634-WRJN. Or you can email us at rrnfwrjn@yahoo.com. That's rrnfwrjn@yahoo.com. Let's get started. Two of the greatest anthems of rock and roll as we get started with Danny and the Juniors. Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
WRJN, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Norman General Johnson, his group, The Showmen. It will stand. He also was the lead singer, the chairman of the board. And give me just a little more time. It is Rock and Roll Never Forgets. We're into the birthday book. We have seven of them today. Happy birthday to Pete Townsend of The Who. Turns 79 tomorrow. WRJN, Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. Dusty Hill, one third of ZZ Top, was born on May 19th, 1949. We lost Dusty 3 years ago at the age of 72. How about our first one-shot wonder, meaning it's the only song the artist charted on the Billboard Top 100, recorded on a two-track tape recorder in the bedroom of his Seattle apartment back in 1960. It's one of those great classic oldies. It's Ron Holden, our one-shot wonder, and this is Love You So at WRJN, and Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
Back. give me no dirty looks. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friend outside. You ain't got time to take a ride. Yaggity yak!
Don't hold back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
WRJN, what a timeless hit that was. The Coasters' number one hit of Yaggity Yak. Who's playing the sax on that song? Whoops, time out. It's not supposed to do that, but it did. Who's playing the sax on that? None other than King Curtis, one of the great sax session players of all time. Played on so many hits recorded on the East Coast. Well, that song and that sax solo gave inspiration to another session sax player, this time down in Nashville, Tennessee. That would be Boots Randolph, who played on a ton of country, pop, and rock songs recorded in Nashville. But Boots had his own hit, and it's our groovy instrumental for this hour. Inspired by the Coasters, it is Yaggity Sax, WRJN.
Inside, he loves me.
Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN with Leslie Gore and Maybe I Know. Released on this date, 1967, one of Stevie's best, and I Was Made the Lover, RJN. I love a CD deck where the song just stops. We didn't hear much of Stevie, did we? WRJN, it's Rock and Roll Never Forgets. The McCoys, and of course, fronted by Rick Zeringer, who would change his name to Rick Derringer. Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. Cover of Come On, Let's Go, the McCoys. How about the original? He would have been 83 this past week. We, of course, know what happened to the late Richie Valens. Never Forgets, I'm Terry Hebel, and we are going to talk about WRJN's Big Deal Stores, full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Now, you simply log on to WRJN.com, take a look at all of your chances to save at least 30%. Click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. We take a break. When we come back, one of the timeless and greatest rock and roll songs of all time in terms of popularity and sales. And it would never have happened if it weren't for a 10-year-old kid. And we will give you the backstory on that coming next right here on Rock and Roll Never Forgets, WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Shop local.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between DePere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Two.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three, and four.
And Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. It was April 12th, 1954. Bill Haley and the Comets recorded Rock Around the Clock. Now, he put an enormous signature on rock and roll history during the final 40 minutes of a three-hour recording session at the Pythian Temple in New York City. It was a session set up not for the recording of Rock Around the Clock, but the A-side. 13 women and only one man in town. Took the group nearly all of their scheduled session to get a usable take of 13 Women, a song that was entirely new to them, but chosen as the A-side of their upcoming single by their new record label, Decca. With time running out, no chance of extending the session, Haley and his Comets eager to lay down the song they'd been playing live for many months to enthusiastic audience response. The lead guitarist brought in for the session, Danny Cadroni, had not had time to work up a new solo for the instrumental break on Rock Around the Clock, so he repurposed what he had used on a Haley recording 2 years earlier called Rock This Joint. He was paid $31 for his work that evening, which included performing what is still recognized as one of the greatest guitar solos of all time. Haley and the band only had time for two takes. In the first, they played so loud, Haley's vocals almost inaudible on tape. In an era before multi-track recording, the only solution, let's do a second take with minimal accompaniment and hope for the best. Later, a Decca engineer painstakingly spliced together segments from both takes. What a near miracle given the technology of 1954. That finished version, judged good enough to include as the B-side on 13 Women, it was released in May of 54. Single sold a respectable but underwhelming 75,000 copies in the coming months, was destined to be forgotten until that 10-year-old kid in Los Angeles flipped 13 women and fell in love with the now-famous B-side. That kid, Peter Ford, happened to be the son of actor Glenn Ford, who was slated to star in the upcoming teenage delinquency drama Blackboard Jungle. Peter turned his father on to We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock. Soon enough, the song chosen to play over the opening credits, Blackboard Jungle, and that's how it became a pop sensation, selling a million copies in a single month in the spring of 1955. Rock and roll never forgets. How about the B-side? 13 women, only one man in town. It is Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN.
Women and only one man in town. 13 women and only one man in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only man in town is me. With 13 women and me, the only man around. I had two gals every morning, seeing that I was well fed. I'm believing you me, one sweet while another one buttered my bread. Two gals gave me my money, two gals made me my clothes, and another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring, about 40 carats I suppose. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was a 13 women and only one man in town. It was something I can't forget, because I think of those 13 women, yeah. Well, 13 women and only one man around. Boy, they sure were alive and packed. I thought I was in heaven, and all of these angels were mine. But I woke up and I ended the dream, cause I had to get to work on time. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was a 13 women and only one man in town. No, I can't tell you where I've been, cause I kinda think that someday I'll go back again to those 13 women, me the only man around. Well, the 13 women, me the only man around. Well, the 13 women, me the only man around.
No!
WRJN and Rock and Roll Never Forgets, our dance blast out of the past. That is Bobby Comstock. And let's stop. Tell you what, we are going to do a stop as soon as Terry has it all queued up. Tell you what, those kids in Bristol, they are sharp as a pistol when we do the Bristol stop. It's Len Berry and the Dovells here on RJN.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol stop. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol stop.
Oh, sounds of spinning hill Friday night. They dance the greatest and they do it right. But it's a late as it's a great sight.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol stop. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol stop.
Whoa, start in Bristol, let us DJ high. They holler and whistle, never wanna stop. The pony and twisted and rock with Teddy.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol stop.
Whoa,
really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol stop.
Double shot of my baby love.
shot of my baby's love out of the Carolinas, Little Beach Music from the Swingin' Medallions here on WRJN. And rock and roll never forgets. Skimmy a little shoo-ba-doo-bop. Shoo-bop, shoo-bop, shoo-bop. Detroit, Michigan. That's where she's from. Barbara Lewis here on RJN.
Shoo-bop, shoo-bop, my baby. Shoo-bop, shoo-bop.
Hello, stranger. Again, how long has it been?
It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby.
It seems like a mighty long time. Used to be. Ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time.
Chibop, chibop, my baby. Ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop.
Like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop.
Afraid, little darling, your love is all I'm
Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Don't Be Afraid, Little Darlin', written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. We lost Steve Lawrence a few weeks ago. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. On a Saturday morning, and local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, they're all together. They make that perfect soundtrack to summer. Next game coming up this afternoon, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN. Terry Hevel, we take our break for this hour. When we get back, the number one song on this May 18th of 1959. It is coming next on Rock and Roll Never Forgets right here at WRJN.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Come wake up with me weekday morning 6 till 9 for local news and timeless hits. We'll also be talking with the folks who make our community what it is. That's weekday mornings here on WRJN, Hometown Radio, Refresh. WRJN.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at...